This is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Welcome to another episode of Inside United. In September 2020, Darris McNeely and I visited Washington, D.C. as observers to attend The Return, a national day of prayer and repentance. This episode is a companion piece we're releasing alongside an article from the January-February 2021 issue of the Beyond Today magazine titled America and the Return to God, in which Darris McNeely details his experience at the event. I want to share our discussion from that day when the experience was still fresh. Enjoy. Today we are in Washington, D.C., on the Mall, attending the National Day of Prayer and Repentance, organized by Jonathan Kahn. And also on this same day here, there is a prayer march by Franklin Graham. And we're in the midst of tens of thousands of people who are peacefully walking all around us. We wanted to find a place to have a little bit of quiet and away from people, and we couldn't get away. So we're under a big tree right now here on the Mall. My guest here is Darris McNeely.
Vic, glad to be with you and all the others that we've traveled with to come to this event. And it's quite an event.
It's amazing that there are tens of thousands of people who are talking about prayer and want to find a healing in return, and there's no media here.
we haven't seen any media, but we do see a lot of people praying in groups along the way. It's again just a very peaceful march. After we've had the summer that we've had, this is refreshing.
This is so refreshing. And I feel totally safe walking here among these two groups. Well, the person who has organized this event is a person by the name of Jonathan Kahn. And I saw a little video that he had promoting this event about 2-3 months ago. And I was so amazed by what he said. He talked about the 10 days of awe or the 10 days of repentance between the Feast of Trumpets, and use that term, and the Day of Atonement. And he talked about having a special event on the Mall here in Washington, D.C., calling for people to return. In fact, the event is called The Return. .org, that's the website, which talks about the event and has a lot of information about it. But anyway, an interesting thing today, a very remarkable thing, is that Darris McNeely was able to interview Jonathan Kahn here earlier today. And I'd like to have him tell you about the interview.
Yeah, it was a very quick interview, about 10 minutes. A lot of people wanted to talk to Mr. Kahn, but he was very gracious, very easy interview, very engaging. I wanted to ask him some direct questions about the event. I asked him what would happen if, he's billed this as the return, which is the idea that America needs to return to its roots, return to God through repentance and a revival and a renewal. And I asked, what if that doesn't happen? And he said, well, then that there would be some very serious consequences. He's very, very well conversant with the Old Testament scriptures, Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, about the blessings and the cursings. He's hopeful. He's certainly optimistic. But he understands that, it's a long shot with America the way it is today. I did go to Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, and quoted where God said it, because of the breaking of my Sabbaths and idolatry, he sent Israel into captivity, and how that might apply to today, because we have a lot of Christian groups here and other organizations that are not keeping the Sabbath. And I said, what does that mean? And he seemed a little bit not taken aback by the question, but I think that he recognized that the Sabbath is important. He did mention that this was an event placed on the Sabbath between the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement, and that was significant. So he understands those days as the festivals of God. I think making that connection to what must be ultimately at the heart of a real effective return to God and to the roots of faith and covenant, I think we have a long way to go toward that, and nothing short of the return of Jesus Christ is going to accomplish that. But you have to applaud a noble effort that has been put forth here. But Vic, most of all, as you and I have commented, you see that the turnout of people here shows that People know there's something wrong with the country, and they are not averse to praying about it. How much more they will be willing to do is another question, but you can't knock that.
You can't knock it at all. In fact, we're watching little circles of people kind of hugging one, kind of another prayer circle, and just praying one after another, for the healing of this nation. People know that something is wrong. And what this does to me, it makes me reflect on scriptures about how the clergy of the nation has let the people down. They have not taught the law. They've not taught the importance of keeping the law. As a result, morals have slipped. And one thing that Jonathan pointed out, in fact, he appealed strongly to the book of Jeremiah about Jeremiah's preaching and Jeremiah's warnings. And he said that right now our nation is in between a time of being hurt and wounded and another calamity coming. And we have this chance, we have this opportunity to return to God. And these 10 days of repentance, which the Jews observe, from the Feast of Trumpets to the Day of Atonement, which is the last of those days in the day of fasting. But the very first day, at least, was called the Nineveh moment, when a whole city repented. Now, how long that was, we don't know. In fact, they invaded Israel and they invaded the northern 10 tribes. Anyway, what else did you ask him?
Well, we talked briefly about the turnout that he has here. And again, just what this return would mean to the nation. One question I didn't get, that was on my list to ask, Vic, was the who does the scriptures show to be to blame for the people's sins? Scriptures show it's the priest, mm-hmm. and the God lays it down there. And I will have to say there were ministers talking and about a need for repentance even among the clergy. Again, you see people speaking with the accent, not fully understanding all the language of the scriptures, but knowing that something has to change, there's something wrong, and they're seeking. You hope that the nation might have another moment of a respite from a judgment, so that the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God can be preached, and people could be challenged with truth, and as God calls others added to the body of Christ. And that's one of the big takeaways I think I have from this day, uh-huh. that there is hope. There are a lot of people, and they're still streaming by us here, who understand that we are in a crisis and something has to change, something has to be done.
One thing that I was going to ask him myself, and he answered the question before we even had the interview, was what is idolatry? What does he consider to be idolatry? Because we know that Israel went into captivity for a number of reasons, but some things were highlighted, like the breaking of the Sabbath and idolatry. And he really had a very strong presentation.
He had a very good answer for that.
Very good answer. He talked about how it could be finances. It could even be sexual immorality is something.
Self-absorption.
Self-absorption. All the time he brought it out so very, very well and really made it applicable, from that time. Is not something that's out of date and old-fashioned, but something that's very current, and the same outcomes will occur if the same conditions exist. And those conditions were the collapse of the nation, being taken into captivity. We even asked him what countries may be included.
I did. I asked him, I quoted Isaiah 10, where God says Assyria would be the rod of my anger, and Habakkuk 1, where God said, I'll raise up the Chaldean to punish Judah. And what would be God's form or method, people of punishment that he would use to punish America today if they did not return? He mentioned, he was very quick to come back with the, enemies of America today, of Iran, of Russia, that could turn on America. Now, I think that our understanding of Bible prophecy shows there's going to be something different that will be used by God, but that's the accepted wisdom that people have as they do look at the world today and see the enemies of America and try to fit that piece of the puzzle together.
When I first heard his little clip, and that was a little clip that was, the URL was sent to me by a minister of another church, and he said, hey, Vic, you got to listen to this. And I thought, well, what's this now, you know? And I listened to it, and I said, wow, that really hits the nail on the head. It talks about why are people are going to into captivity. And I sent it to Darris in a couple of days, and I didn't know how Darris was going to react to it, because, you know, we have so many things that, you know, clutter our mailboxes. But this one really seemed to really strike home.
And I have to admit that looking at it initially, I didn't know what we could or should do, but... as time went on and others advocated for us to go, John Miller, of course, organized the group to go, one of our United Elders. And so, you know, it came down to where we just couldn't say no. We felt we needed to come and observe what was going on, see it, so that when we write about events like this and or the need to repent, we were at least on the ground observing something, taking part, interviewing and engaging people to give empathetic understanding of the issues, and I think we both have that.
Yes, it's really striking here too, because right here all across Washington, D.C., flags are at half-mast in recognition of Ruth Ginsburg, you know, the justice who died. And I'm thinking about what has happened in her lifetime, you know, with abortion, which was not allowed when I was growing up, and even in high school, you know, abortion was illegal, and people had to go to Sweden, you know, if they wanted to have an abortion. And now it's just so widespread, 60 million lives, conceived lives, have been snuffed out. Our position on the genders, our position on other things, and it seems like every year it slides further and further down.
It does, and everyone's been aware of that, and that I still feel is going to be our greatest sin for which God will judge us.
But I think that in the same swoop, he's going to save us, you know, from a society that really is just totally dysfunctional, where people have no desire to change. They don't want God, and some have even gone as far as saying that if there is a God, I don't want him. I mean, that is a kind of obstinance, you know, towards a supreme being that has taken over this nation. Garris, any other comments about our talk today?
Just glad we came, Vic, and it's made an impression of a remarkable impression, I think, on me to just to see that such a turnout, to be a part of something in American history. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember watching live on television in 1963 the Civil Rights March with mm-hmm. Martin Luther King, and I thought, wow, that's a lot of people. Well, I'm not quite so sure that the same numbers of people are out today here on the Mall.
Well, it certainly is major, and there are people from all over the country. They're deeply, deeply affected by what is happening in the country, and I feel like down deep there's a real hurt, because some of the signs say, heal our country, heal our land. And a scripture that was quoted so much to this was 2 Chronicles 7. You know, if my people, you know, do come to repentance, you know, God will heal them if you come and repent of your sins. And we did actually ask him if the people here had gone over the line. And he's got a nebulous in his answer, I think. So thank you so much for joining us here on Inside United. Please write to us at podcast@ucg.org. podcast@ucg.org, and let us know your thoughts about this podcast as well as any others. Easy way to find us is on the UCG homepage. Go to the menu bar and click or tap on the podcast button. Also, tell your friends, and we'd like to hear from you, and thank you very much for joining us.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.